It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT.
Welcome back, listeners, to an all-new episode of Talkin' Ship right here on WOMT with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Kathy's back with us. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, Terry. How's it going?
Well, I have no complaints. I'm getting ready to sing happy birthday.
That's right. It's a big one coming up.
It is indeed. Tell our listeners what is going on and when we can celebrate.
Well, everybody loves a good birthday party, and we are having one at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. March 23rd, it is USS Cobia's 81st birthday.
Wow. Yeah. 81 years. That is amazing.
It is. It is. And she's looking good. She's not showing her age.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so we're having a birthday party for Cobia from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Of course, this is a Saturday, so bring everybody out. Join the festivities. We are having living history tours, so we have a whole group of reenactors who will be on the boat all day. We have carnival games. We have a rubber duck derby and screenings of Lost and Found, the search for USS Legardo, which is, of course, one of the Manitowoc subs that is on Eternal Patrol. Finally, in the day with a party, singing, cake, and the whole thing. And it's $8 admission all day long.
Okay.
So that's a great deal. And all the profits that day go toward USS Cobia maintenance and our dry dock campaign.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and we're going to continue to remind our listeners, but, you know, coming up next year, right, we're going to need to do some maintenance on the Cobia because although, you know, she's 81, there's still things that we need to do.
Well, the reason she's 81 is that she's been very well maintained, and an important part of doing that is to do the below the waterline hull maintenance that you need to do. So the last time that happened was 1997. It's a great year. It's a great year. Let's see, what was I doing in 1997? I think it was in graduate school in North Carolina. It's been a minute. But so we need to take Cobia up to Sturgeon Bay. She'll only be gone for a couple months, and she'll come back and be good to go for the next 20 years.
Will they actually be like driving her up there? I mean, like, how does that work?
Yeah, so she is, you know, two of the engines start and work, but they are not connected to the drive train. In fact, there's no propellers on the back of the boat. The Navy decided maybe that wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, we might get excited and take her out for a drive sometime.
So we're not going to be just driving up there.
No. She's going to be towed. But it's going to be a big deal. And we're going to have a celebration all around that. So that's going to happen September 2025. But for now, we're celebrating her 81 years here.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the whole thing with dry docking and even just the regular maintenance for Cobia. It's not an inexpensive thing.
Right.
So it's a constant, you know, I won't say a battle because we've got so many great volunteers who are doing projects and working a little bit at a time. So it's just kind of what we do.
And I know that, you know, sometimes people think that the admission to get into the museum covers all the costs, right? And that is far from the truth. I mean, we have a lot of donors and sponsors that help cover the cost because, again, admission to the museum is extremely affordable, and that does not cover the cost of maintaining just the Cobia itself.
Yeah, no, that's correct. And so, you know, if you think, and this is true with most museums, certainly history museums, the revenue that's from ticket sales covers just a portion of the operations of a museum. And that's, you know, that's kind of how the model set up. But that means that we need to do some significant fundraising and development and have partnerships along the way to be able to do all the things we need to do.
Yeah.
When we accept something into our collection, whether it's a submarine or whether, you know, it's a button.
Yeah.
We are agreeing to take care of that in perpetuity forever. Mm. So it's a really big obligation. So think about that. You know, when you think about going to these history museums, it's really important to support them because that's how these really important pieces of history are going to be able to stick around for 81 years and beyond.
Kathy, a lot of great information. Listeners, don't miss out on the birthday celebration. Once again, where do listeners go to get all the information?
That is our website at wisconsinmaritime.org.
We'll talk to you again next Wednesday here on WOMT.
Talking Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Sea Hafer broadcasting station.